Okay, so this is Nancy Price at High Probability Selling, and this is the first of a series of interviews we'll be doing with high probability graduates. Talk about how they are using high probability selling and how it's affected their business. Today we're talking with David Bullock of Results Squared Marketing.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hello, hello.
Well, it's been a while since you've taken the high probability sales training. How long has it been?
Oh, gosh. I took that course back in 1997, actually, almost 10 years ago.
Almost 10 years ago. Do you remember the training?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, the training, the high prob training is so fundamental to the selling process. Oh, definitely. I mean, you're looking for those people who want, need, and can't afford what you have to offer, and you want them to state it and actually, you know, self-select and step forward.
Absolutely. We couldn't say it better ourselves. Now, when you started can you remember what sales were like, what selling was like before you took the training versus immediately after? What's the first thing you noticed?
Oh, well, first of all, the confidence to be able to speak to a prospect. You know, a prospect is someone who, again, self-selects. Up until that point, you were going out and hoping that someone kind of, sort of, maybe wanted your offer, and at that point I was selling industrial equipment. So, you know, you get on the phone and you call hoping that you got to the right guy and would hope that he'd grant you an appointment, whereas soon after the high prob course, I'd go into a place and say, look, this is what I have. Is that something that you want? What do you want to do next? And then all the pressure went away from me to that guy to decide if this is something he wanted to move forward with. If he didn't want to move forward, that's fine. And if he did, that was fine too. So then I would have to figure out how my offer fit with what they were trying to do, and could I actually fulfill on the commitments that I had in the conversation.
So it sounds like what you're saying, the most immediate impact this had on the way you sold was in being able to quickly qualify or disqualify prospects.
Oh, yeah, you get rid of them quickly. I mean, if the guy was in a maybe or I don't know, he was just not a prospect, and that's okay. No emotional attachment one way or another. He just wasn't a prospect, and people will let you know very quickly whether they're a prospect or not. And with that, the stress goes away. You're not feeling like you're trying to sell someone something. You know, they want what you're looking to sell them, or better yet, they want to buy what you have.
Well, anybody who's selling wants to find people like that, don't they?
Exactly. You want as many of those people as possible.
Now, you're talking about the prospecting a lot, and that's the first thing just about everybody who comes to us at High Probability asks about. So my follow-up question would be, what about the rest of the sales process? Once you have somebody who you've determined needs, and is ready to buy what it is that you're selling, how is high prob different, or how do you use what you learned in high prob during the rest of the sales process?
Well, there's two things there. There's a trust and respect inquiry, and that can be pretty much, I mean, there's a standard form which is in the training, but really is you asking questions to find out who in the world this person is. Like, who are they? Because you only want to do business with people who you can trust. And you go through that piece of, you really get to know your prospect, to know, you know, who is he? Once you have that part down, then it's basically a matter of going back to the conversation that you had and making sure that whatever it is that you've committed to or that they're expecting can be, you know, written down on a piece of paper. You both agree to it. You know exactly what you're committing to and what they're expecting. Your promises are already written out, and then that becomes your contract to move forward. Now, that's a preliminary piece. I mean, that usually is, I used to call a letter of agreement that I would write up with my customer, and then, of course, it may go to the other part where you have big, long contracts and project POs and that type of thing, but I found it always comes back to that original conversation that you had with that guy or that group, you know, to basically sit down and delineate and specify that particular project. So you got to get that all ferreted out first. Otherwise, you really don't have a sale.
So it sounds like a two-parter. One is to qualify them as far as whether or not they want to buy what you're selling, and the second part is to qualify them just as a person and how they go about doing their business.
Exactly. I mean, people do business with people. I mean, there's this idea that, you know, like the Internet is going to take over and, like, people are going to be taken out of the sales process. no matter where you go, it is salesmanship, and salesmanship is all about, you know, communication, commitment, trust, respect, and you know, get it, you know, it's person to person, almost belly to belly, although it may be over the phone.
Okay, and now when you took the training, you were selling industrial equipment, right?
Right. I was selling robots for a capital equipment company into, like, the OEMs that make cars here in the Southeast.
And so high prop did fit in with what you were doing at the time.
Oh, yeah. Before I took the high prop training, I had taken some of the other trainings that were in the marketplace. Very interesting. You know, they tell you to go find the economic buyer and the user buyer and the coach. I had situations where the actual economic buyer was in Japan. Now, there's no way that I'm going to get to them when they're in Japan. Okay, so the high-prob model was more, you know, appropriate for the type of sales that I was doing within that particular customer base.
Okay. And one thing you did mention was group and meet with the person or the group of people. And we get asked a lot about the relevance to this process to penetrating larger accounts, where there do tend to be a number of people who are either decision makers or strong influencers. So did the high props training work with?
Oh yeah. Well, as you,
large accounts.
Mm-hmm. As you move into some of, I guess, the more advanced skills with high props, you just begin to ask questions of the person you're dealing with. So who else do we need to talk to get this approved? And immediately all those people who are hiding that may be influencing the deal, they become unearthed very quickly. It's not stressful. It's like, look, we're about to do business here. I know you. You know me. Okay, I've made my presentation. You know exactly what I'm here to offer. It's all on the table. Now, who is it that you need to talk to get approval so we can move forward? Do we need to go together? Do I coach that person, tell them exactly what to say? And usually for me, if I couldn't get to the people that I wanted to speak with, or needed to speak with, such that this deal could move forward, then I would know that the deal was not going to move forward, because invariably that individual would always take my story or my product and not speak it the way it needed to be spoken. And so it comes back, who do we need to speak to so that we can do this, because you say that you need this for your, you know, for them to have a personal win. And that's another thing about high prop. You also find out very quickly what the personal win for that person that you're dealing with. You know, you need to know why do they want or need to do this deal, because if you can make that happen, you ensure a better future for that person.
So it sounds like really what this enabled you to do was to take control of the process and the people involved in it.
Oh, yeah, very easily. No, with no... I guess, manipulative or stress, no stress. It's like, hi, this is what I have, this is what it does, and, you know, how can we work together or not? And that's the thing. That or not gives you such a power within the conversation that it becomes stress-free.
And as you transitioned from being a salesperson, a successful salesperson in manufacturing, to now, now you're doing a service business of your own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother ball game to be, one, selling a service, and two, actually selling yourself. How did what you learned translate into selling a service and yourself?
Well, at first it wasn't the easiest transition, because a hard, tangible product is very different than a service. But as I've grown into just the business ownership piece of it, it's become extremely easy to be able to say, okay, for my service to work with said prospect, you need to have this amount of traffic or this amount of budget or these things in place. If you don't have these things in place, then you're really not a prospect. And I can have people off of the phone within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, knowing that they're a prospect or not. But the funny thing about it is they'll say, well, when I'm in position to deal with you and or to pay your fees, I'll give you a call. So they're not basically cut off, you know, almost in a rude fashion, but they're cut off or disqualified in such a way that you're still friendly and they want to hear from you again. So the skills translate very easily, because it comes down to communication, qualification, disqualification, finding out who the person is, dealing with anything that you find there, and then asking them, do you want to move forward in this process to get to the next step, which could be, you know, to close. You know, a lot of people will ask you, well, can you write me up a proposal? Well, no. You know, either you want what I have or not. You know what it is, and here's how much it costs. If I'm able to show you or demonstrate to you adequately that I can fulfill in this way, there's no reason why you can't move forward. And I found that that translates for both hard goods, where it's extremely easy to see what something does, as well as to the intangibles when you're selling a service and saying, well, this is what I do. If I can show you evidence that this is what I do, let's move forward. Works like a charm.
Hard to fight with that one, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, more than anything else, most salesmen don't have enough people to talk to, and that's usually where the problem comes. if you go to the other side of that same question, where you're saying, okay, it's not so much that I have too few people to talk to. The question is, how few people are really qualified to talk to me? Once you adopt that mindset, then the table turns, because you're almost looking for people to say no to as opposed to people to say yes to. You're disqualifying as opposed to qualifying. Different ends of the same question.
Well, you come across as sounding extremely confident. And is this just who you are? Is this something that you've grown into over the years? Or to what do you attribute that?
Well, I remember when I sat there on the phone. This was back in 1997 when I first got this particular sales job where I was working out of my home. I'm on the phone, I'm dancing, I'm cold calling, and I'm hoping that somebody, just anybody, would give me an appointment. Okay? And I fast forward to after taking the high prop training, when it's like, okay, if you say no, that's great. Because somebody here, there's a customer or prospect in here I really want to talk to. I just haven't found them yet. When you adopt that mindset, you can't help but become confident. Now, what happened that first year or two in sales was not successful at all. I think we only did about $300,000 total in business. Soon after I took the high prop training, I was able to close my first $500,000 deal, then $1 million deal, and when it was all over, I had done like $100 million in sales. And I attribute that to be able to walk away from deals that didn't make sense, qualify quickly, disqualify even quicker, and then just continue to move forward. Because what I found is when you would actually sell a deal or sell a transaction the right way, where there was full disclosure, trust and respect was there, you actually become friends, and those people then start to refer you either within the organization or outside the organization. You start to move forward. And that type of situation or synergy can't help but create a confidence in, this is my offer and this is what it does. Do you want it or not? I mean, it's really simple. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, today, what is your offer today in doing Results Squared?
My offer right now is that I work with business owners to help them with their online conversion rates on their websites. Essentially what that means is I talk with them, find out where their traffic is, find out what their conversion rates are, meaning how many sales they're making from their website as a ratio against views or actual people who come to their websites for visits. And then what we do is we essentially develop the baseline, find out where they are, and then from there we actually test using something called the Taguchi method, which is a very fancy form of a diagonal matrix, which is basically something that was borrowed from mathematics and manufacturing, appropriated now over to marketing and sales consulting. So what we do is we work with them, we test that website in different configurations, so we find out exactly what we call the optimum configuration is, and that may yield, say, if the guy was running at a 5% conversion rate, he may pop up to a 50% increase from there, or even a 200% increase from there, and he just continues to you know, enjoy those increases and increase sales throughout. That's what we do.
Okay, and in case anybody listening to this is needing exactly what you're selling, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, you can go visit at results-squared.com. So that's if someone's interested, they can also call me on my phone at 615-867-3424. I'd be glad to discuss anything along the lines of, you know, website conversions and or, you know, selling processes.
Well, great. Well, thanks very much for taking time out of your growing and increasingly successful business to talk to us.
No problem. Thanks, Nancy.